tourism committee. Of course, I think most people know that from the taxes we get from people staying in our hotels and things like that, that we put that back for, and people can come apply. So if they're doing something in our town, we can help support them with advertising or something they may need. And so two groups came forward last night. Simmons Stables having their Hall of Fame, and we gave them $710 for advertising. And then the Mexico Chamber applied for $5,000, and the tourism said that they wanted to approve all of that. And they're getting a app together. It's called the it's called an Eat, Shop, Play, and the other thing they wanted to put on there is Stay. So it's an app that you can give to people that come to Mexico, and all businesses that have a business license will basically have a code, and then you can log on there and develop basically kind of like a little quick thing people can hit and see what's going on in Mexico. Might be it could be the soybean festival, or where do I want to eat, and they can look at local restaurants and see what they offer, or the parks, you know, where are parks at, what do the parks offer, you know, our new aquatic center, and so, and you can see all this stuff on the app. And I think it is a great thing for the city of Mexico, and Dana Keller was talking to us about it last night, and it should be an opportunity. So I know I get phone calls all the time from friends that pass through, like, where's a great place to eat, where's this, and it's something that we can send out and say, hey, download this app, and you can see all the places that you could take advantage of when visiting Mexico. So this should be a good thing for Mexico, for the chamber, for the businesses, and hopefully the businesses take advantage of it. And I know some of them have already talked to Dana about it and what needs to happen, and so hopefully we'll have another report on that when it gets kicked off and gets going. So that's a good thing about our chamber. I think they do a great job building businesses and helping businesses around Mexico, and we're happy at the city to support them and support our older businesses, and hopefully, you know, what we do gets new businesses here in town.
No doubt about it. Very cool idea. We'll have to get with Dana and talk to her a little bit more about that app. Sounds like a very good thing. Another thing that was on the agenda last night was a resolution authorizing the city manager to sign contract documents with Spike Construction. It looks like it's an industrial rail spur maintenance project. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yeah, the spur that that feeds our industrial places just needs some repair, and as Bruce was saying last night, it's become kind of a yearly thing. We actually had an emergency fix this year already with it, but we gave the bid to Spike Construction for $20,000 to fix that that spur, and then they will, you know, the business will let us know if there's anything additional that might need to happen, but we're pretty sure that this will take care of it for the time being. But of course, how long ago were those tracks laid, and it just over time you have to repair them. So just part of you know, the business of taking care of our businesses and the city. It's just some things get older and you have to take care of them and repair them, and that's part of the spur project there.
Looks like it was a pretty light agenda there last night. I know last time there was council discussion about some signs around town. Has that situation kind of calmed down? Are you still hearing comments about that, or is it just it's just kind of something that's tabled at the moment?
Well, the biggest thing and the biggest problem with it is that it's a First Amendment right, and that was the biggest discussion that night. And Lou Leonati, the city lawyer, was talking, and he did his investigating on Supreme Court cases and stuff like that. And the thing that you'll find out is that the Supreme Court is very, very strong about the First Amendment. I mean, it's even, people say speech and that, but really it becomes expression. Supreme Court has actually expanded it to freedom of expression. So speech is kind of just a product of that, but I mean all your expression, what you do, and over time they've just been very supportive of it and all the cases that come forward with it, and they're proud to bring the free speech cases in front of them because they pretty much know people are going to listen to it and they're going to vote, to support that person. And so, as I said, we're not going to agree with everything people say. I mean, if if you don't believe me, get on a social media site. You're not gonna agree with everything. And but as I said and was quoted in the paper, is that, you know, it protects the minority thought. And you can go out and you can read books and see things that we think are, you know, absolutely not very, very good for society and things like that. But they're allowed to do it because of what our First Amendment stands for. And so, you know, I wholeheartedly support the First Amendment. I don't support the sign. I mean, I don't mind that you don't support a candidate or somebody, but I think there's a better way of expressing it. I mean, that's the person's right to do that. And, you know, I'll support the First Amendment, but I'll also support people's right to protest that or be in disagreement with it. And so that's the other part of it. So I haven't heard too much about it from people. You know, I think there's two sides of it. There's people that bring it to our attention, and there's people that are like, well, where's this sign? And, you know, I've had people, you know, come up and say, where's this sign? And, but, you know, now I have to point it out, you know, where it is. But I haven't heard too much. So I don't think that the city will probably pursue anything else, just because I think it'll be a waste of our money and our lawyer if we do pursue anything that way. But I could be wrong. We could bring it back up and go from there. And I'm just a young guy on the council, so I kind of use some guidance from the older members, and I'm sure that there might be some discussion later about it. But as of now, we kind of hit it last night just a little bit, because Councilman Williams wasn't there when we talked about the sign, and so he said that he agreed with us, but I don't see in the near future that we'll bring it back up. But I guess if it becomes rampant, I mean, it might be something we discuss again in the future.
All right. Well, I appreciate the update on that.
Yeah.
Anything else going on around town, or upcoming events that you may be going to or want to talk about this morning?
I can't think of anything. You know, just in the school world, it's just getting crazy. And I guess, you know, if you want to come out and see some athletes perform district track Saturday, if somebody wants to help with the track meet, it's always, we will take any and all that want to come help. And of course, graduation is a week from Friday, so we'll have that going. So of course, school will get even crazier as the seniors are doing their last week, and as you wind down the school year, it just gets busy. And so just a lot happening in Mexico for our senior class, and just winding it down, and just blessed that we were able to go to school and that things are starting to open up a little bit more around the city, and hopefully people get out. And if you haven't driven by, the Aquatic Center has water in it, so it's full of water, and you can see it. It looks like, you know, it looks like a pool, and it has water in it, so hopefully it swims like a pool, and we'll be able to, you know, take advantage of that here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Ribbon cutting coming up, and then it will be opened up Memorial Day weekend. So that is exciting news for Mexico. Certainly appreciate your visit, and thanks for updating us on Mexico City Council news.
Well, thanks for having me.